Hey, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to work through the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 1, 12, and 13. Solomon says, I, the preacher, have been king over Israel. I applied my heart to seek and search out by wisdom all that is done under the sun. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. Solomon has confided to us in his previous verses that life is short, elusive, meaningless, and wearisome. He traced the monotonous pattern of the sun rising and going down and returning out of breath to the place it rises. He observed the sea is never satisfied, all things are wearisome, and there is nothing new under the sun. That's chapter 1, verse 9. But Solomon was not done trying to find something that would ultimately deliver happiness to his human heart. Solomon decided to do some research. He was the king, so nothing was off limits, and he had been given the great gift of wisdom. You remember that back in 1 Kings 4, chapter 29. So he had this mental capacity to discern how people went about their day in an effort to find meaning and purpose. He observed humanity and their busy pace. He found that just like the sun chased its tail, so people chase theirs. Things done under the sun become the same old, same old. We just keep running on what one guy calls the treadmill of our existence. Solomon's wisdom allowed him to observe the wearisome existence of man. Can you relate to that? Here's a question, though. What does your wisdom allow you to personally see? What occupies your time? What occupies your thoughts? Is your work viewed as a gift from God or an idol? Does your busyness keep you from the most important things, like spending time with God and nourishing your marriage and nurturing your children? Are you so busy you don't have time to develop meaningful relationships? Life done under the sun often becomes the unhappy business of busyness. Life under heaven is futile unless we have a from heaven perspective. Only a view from the eternal allows us to live wisely. Without an eternal viewpoint, life continues on the treadmill of existence. We live worn out without making any progress. So, Father, lift my head and give me an above heaven perspective. Help me to see life with an eternal view. Help me not to waste the fleeting years on things that don't count in the long run. Help me get off the treadmill and get on with the race that really matters. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.